Well, hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Day After Church. My name is Dr. Craig Smee, and I am really excited to take a few moments with you and just talk through how we can take what we learned at church during the weekend and get really good at implementing it during the week. Maybe you're like me, sometimes you leave church on a Sunday all inspired, but comes Monday morning, comes Tuesday morning, it starts to wear a bit thin, and our enthusiasm for what we've learned goes out the window. No matter what church you attended, no matter who your preacher or teacher was, I hope and pray that the message you learned inspired you to walk out your purpose better. Whether it was a teaching on your family, on unity, on peace, on the love of God, every one of these elements are building blocks to help us walk out our purpose of worshiping God better in our own unique way. Knowing what our own unique purpose is crucial for fulfilling our purpose, but also having a meaningful life. The Bible provides us with a wealth of guidance and motivation for discovering and confidently pursuing our purpose. Here today, I'd like to go through some key biblical teachings that can help you provide a framework for how you can apply what you learned this weekend right through your week and perhaps get better and get into a rhythm of constantly walking through your purpose no matter what your resistance is this week. One thing I wanted to share with you today is that you were created for a purpose. The steps you would take to walk that purpose out, you'd have learned this weekend at your church or in your preaching. But the Bible teaches us that we were each created in a unique way with a unique past that creates a unique momentum in each one of our lives to chase after a specific purpose that's been given to us by a loving and sovereign God. Hey, if you want to read some more of that, why don't you jump on and read Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16. But the fact that we've been given this purpose means that we each have a unique set of talents, abilities, and gifts that are designed to fulfill that specific role in God's kingdom. Sometimes we have to skill up and learn more about those gifts and talents, and that's why we go to church. The second thing I wanted to share with you today is that God has a plan for your life. The Bible promises that God has this plan for each one of our lives. Now, it's not a specific course. No, it's a set of gifts He gives us with a desired expression of those gifts. We might get to express our purpose in different ways to different people, but God has a plan to see your purpose prosper and your purpose come to reality. He gives you everything you need to be able to walk out that purpose, and then He teaches you through His church and through His Son, Jesus Christ, how you can lead into the fullness of that purpose by following some basic principles. But He gets really excited when we just express the gifts we've given in a direction that glorifies and honors Him. The Bible teaches that we can have confidence in our future because God is with us always. And you can get that in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. God is always working to make sure that the gifts He's given us are expressed in the best possible way. We can trust that God will guide us through using those gifts and give us more information and more wisdom, that He will protect us and provide for us as we pursue the full expression of the gifts that God has given us, or our purpose. Our purpose is tied and will always be tied to serving others. The Bible teaches that our purpose is part of our worship. And we don't only worship God by loving Him, but Scripture also tells us that we are under a new commandment. We're to use our gifts to show that love for Him through the love of others. And by loving others well on purpose, we can express our glory and our honor to God. We can find immense joy and great fulfillment in knowing that our purpose involves making a positive impact in the lives of those around us. Never ever believe that God has given you all of those gifts to come up with an expression that will just serve yourself. It always involves serving somebody else. The Holy Spirit, as we walk through this week, will guide us and lead us into opportunities where we can express our unique personality, clicked in and locked into the wonder of the gifts that God has given us, And as we get into the rhythm of allowing our personality with the gifts that God has given us to work together, we find a fulfillment, a momentum of our purpose. And as we rely on the Holy Spirit to get our personality to work with the gifts God has given us, as well as the teachings that we're learning in church and the references that we get from more mature and wise people, we start to walk out our purpose with a wisdom and a strength that even though we might receive some knockbacks or push downs during the week, we have a momentum that starts to build that completely just runs over any mountain, that runs over any challenge. And we get this powerful motivation building up in us, knowing that by living out our purpose, by taking the teachings we received at church this weekend, starting to implement them, reading up about them in Scripture, that as we begin to walk out this purpose, we're expressing a worship to God despite the challenges that might come our way. And then we get to serve others by listening to the Holy Spirit to find opportunities to express our gifts. And we get to do this with a clarity and a courage that despite the motivation on a Sunday and the teachings we receive on a Sunday, we can have this courage and this determination on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, no matter our circumstance and no matter our situation, and also no matter our past. We get to pursue step by step the wonder of expressing our unique purpose with confidence and with joy. So why don't you take a moment and review some of the things that you learned at church this week and say, hey, how can I use that to better express my personality clipped into the wonder of the gifts of God that He's given me in expressing my purpose with confidence and with joy. I hope you were blessed today by just joining in the day after church. I look forward to being with you again soon at another episode coming out around the same time in about 7 days. You be blessed. We'll see you again soon.